Today on Rainbow Country, Gay Pride 2018 is in the book. So a little bit of a recap, plus the music of Rough Trade. Stay tuned for Gay Talk Radio Toronto Style right here on Rainbow Country.
Hi, I'm Mayor John Tory, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Country may use words or phrases not suitable for all audiences. No matter who you are.
Hi, this is Carol Pope.
No matter what you do.
This is City Councilor Kristen Wong Tan.
We all have a story to tell, and it starts right here on this gay radio show. We lift our voices, share our stories, and we'll raise our pride. I'm Mark Tara. Join me on this continuing journey through Rainbow Country. Welcome to Rainbow Country. As I like to say, a little gay radio show that helps give voice to the LGBT community. As always, I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. Get social, get interactive on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Mark Tara Music. Do you have an idea for the show? Do you want to be on the show? Am I doing a good job? Do you got some hate for me? Well, maybe hold off on the hate. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Mark Tara Music. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes, Podomatic.com, Google Play Music, and also on Spotify. Don't forget, everything is hooked up through my website, including the archives. As of today, 105 episodes. MarkTara.com. MarkTara.com. So, this is episode 105. On today's show, a Gay Pride 2018, a brief little recap, a little bit of a wrap-up. We'll hear some Pride in Business testimonials, as well as some on-the-street testimonials. Plus, the music of some iconic LGBT recording artists that have paved the path. Today, Carol Pope, Kevin Staples, Rough Trade. We'll hear two of their albums in full, Shaking the Foundations, plus in hour number two, Weapons. My friends, strap in. Because this journey through Rainbow Country begins right now.
This is City Councilor Kristen Wong Tan, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
everyone, Antoine El Hashem here. We are at the Berkeley Bicycle Club for the first annual Pride in Business, a fantastic event that I was so happy to put together and work with Inspired Media, our company, along with Pride Toronto, Ontario Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, Canadian Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, and the Berkeley events to put this event together for our LGBT community. Happy Pride, everyone!
My name is Brian Torner, and I'm a professional dancer.
Hi, I'm Angel Torres, and I'm a photographer.
And we're here together at the first annual Pride in Business at the Berkeley Bicycle Club.
Hi, this is Jonathan Walsh. I'm the marketing manager for Berkeley Events, and we are here at the Berkeley Bicycle Club, 504 Jarvis, on today, which was the launch of Pride in Business. It's been a great day so far, lots of great panel discussions and networking events. For those of you who have attended today, thank you so much. And definitely stay tuned for some more activity. We've got a great event going on outside right now. So a bunch of different trade show events where people are showcasing their local business. So I hope you guys come on down and check it all out. And we're happy to be a part of Pride in Business today. To learn more about Berkeley Events, please visit our website at www.berkeleyevents.com. We do corporate parties, weddings, and we're located right in the heart of the village at 504 Jarvis.
Hi, I'm Steve Dawson. I'm the owner of Dudley's Hardware. We are located in the village at Church and Wellesley, 511 Church Street. We've been a cornerstone of the community since 1934. We're here at the Berkeley Events celebrating Pride this week.
I'm Donnie Potts. I'm the Vice President of PFLY Canada. We have over 50 chapters across Canada. We offer peer-to-peer support at the local level. We support families and youth during the coming out process and any other journeys that they need support with. We also participate in Pride Toronto, and we have an event every year called Gay Day. It's to promote education awareness. Our website is www.pflagcanada.ca.
Hi guys, this is Derek Antonio. I'm the owner of Pop Music. I'm here at Pride in Business here at the Berkeley Bicycle Club. I'm here to represent the store and really kind of introduce it to the community. It's a new business venture that I started last fall, and it's located just at Broadview and Girard. The vision behind Pop Music was to be for the fans and really carry the latest records from new releases to the classic albums, as well as artist merchandise, so like band t-shirts and band merch. And in addition to that, turntables and speakers. Follow us at Pop Music TO to find out all the latest new releases, as well as what's going on in the shop.
Hi, my name is Vince Charlo. I'm the owner of Charlo Communications, a small boutique firm, PR firm in Toronto. I'm at the Pride in Business Forum, where I was a panelist in a panel on attracting the LGBT market segment. And we were discussing using diversity and loyalty and telling our unique stories in attracting the LGBT consumers and businesses to use our services in the LGBT community that is very diverse and large and unique in Toronto. And it's Pride season, so happy Pride, everyone.
Hey there, I'm Catherine Ardropoulos, and I'm the Development Officer at Sherbourne Health Centre. Since 2002, Sherbourne's been providing primary health care and mental health services to underserved populations in downtown Toronto, including the LGBT communities and also newcomers to Canada and homeless folks. We really try to break down barriers for people in accessing health care. We have a large youth program called Supporting Our Youth for queer and trans youth that's been around, actually celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. And we're so grateful to the community for all of your support. Thank you and happy Pride.
This is City Councillor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Hi, everyone. My name's Anthony Muhammad, and this is my 34th Pride in Toronto, and it's been a great event despite the rain. The question in front of me is, what does Pride mean to me? And when I think about Pride, I think about a spirit of self-acceptance, of community, a sense of community, a sense of coming together, and a sense of remembering the intersectionality around LGBTQ rights, as well as being anti-racist, anti-oppression, and also thinking about people around the world who may not have the same freedoms that we enjoy in Toronto, right? So we want to keep that in mind as we celebrate, as we continue to come together as a community. And I want others to remember that it's not just about the corporate festival side of things. It's about remembering people regardless of where they are in life. So everyone out there, have a wonderful Pride and see you next year in 2019.
Hi, I'm Brian Dunn, stage manager here at Loblaws Canteen Stage inside. And what Pride means to me, I guess it's a bit of everything. I love the party. I love the politics. And I love the people, all the love that's happening here, all the diverse group of people. And, the trans march was amazing.
Hello, guys. My name is Miss Jada Shada Hudson here in Toronto. And what Pride means to me, Pride just means being yourself, being free, and just living your life to the happiest that you can. I love it. Mwah! Happy Pride.
My name is Adam Zivo. I'm the executive director of Love is Love is Love, and I'm here at Pride Toronto today. For me, Pride represents inclusivity. It represents the bridging of different communities. It represents us coming together to fight for our rights and recognize our history of struggle.
Hi, this is Nikki Ward, and like me, you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
And welcome back. There you go. Pride 2018 in the books. But my feet still hurt. Just saying. I wore these great, I don't know how tall they were, but they were really tall. But they're platforms, so they were very tall yet comfortable. So you'd walk around, but after a period of time, you know, your feet would start throbbing. And then it's like, okay, time to go home. But yeah, the weather sucked in Toronto for Pride 2018, didn't it? Did you go? Did you have a good time? I hope you did. I worked. As you can tell, I did some stuff. We had a lot more planned, but unfortunately, due to the weather, we had to do what we had to do, right? So, yeah, there you go. But a question to you. What does Pride mean to you? Hit me up on socials at Mark Tara Music and let me know, what does Pride mean to you? So, speaking of Pride, speaking of the LGBT community, and speaking of artists that have really paved the way, I remember being a kid and much music was happening. It's still happening, but there was something special about much music and the new music and music videos, especially when it comes to Rough Trade, started by Carol Pope, Kevin Staples. And I remember this one particular music video for this one song called Crimes of Passion. And in the music video, there's a scene where two guys are getting it on in the bed, you know, that sort of thing. I highly suggest you check it out on YouTube. Rough Trade, Crimes of Passion, Carol Pope, that sort of thing. Just type that in. Great song, great music video, ahead of their time, I will say. And what I'm going to do is I am actually going to play the whole record. The record is called Shaking the Foundations from 1982. And that, I believe, is the very first track crimes of passion. So when I return, Carol Pope, Kevin Staples, Rough Trade, and the album, Shaking the Foundations. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Carol Pope on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Climb. intoxicated, drunk with desire, you're flailing blindly. Sweat stinging your eyes, can't fight it off, cling to me desperately. Your number's up, give up, a numero fatal. Your number's up, give up, a numero fatal, fatal, numero fatal. Can't fight it, can't fight it, can't fight it up. Fatal, fatal, fatal. Against the wall, fighting a losing battle. It's so hot, so hot. There's no sound in this room except our breathing. Your number's up, give up, a numero fatal. Your number's up, give up, a numero. Fatal, fatal, numero fatal.
This glacial landscape, this forced restriction, fighting constant addiction. My patience is wearing thin. Uncover the enemy within. Background.
culture on the sexual battleground. When I was craving a fix with a stomach full of strychnine, kissed me deadly, kissed me until it's fatal, till I can't take it. I like to see your blood rise. Kiss me.
Thank you.
I gave it to you, I gave it to you good, more than I ever had. You took it all of it. You were a bottomless pit, a well of loneliness. I need to try some reverse psychology. Beg for it, beg for it, on bended knee. Beg for it, beg for it, on bended knee. Two wills clashing,
you put me up on a pedestal.
with an electric force field. Your presence surrounds me, psychic phenomena, unexplainable in my soul, in my guts overpowering. All reason I reach for you, feel as though I'm tied to you. My life, day-to-day activities, by my perception of space-time, I am waiting, I hang suspended, feel as though I'm tied to you. By life, imprint from your lips and body, in my bed feel like I'm branded. I lie awake, hear your voice, almost like I'm tied to you. By we
to be. Thank you.
can't seem to understand your
Hi guys, this is Mika Barnes. Very happy to be with you on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Listening to CIUT's gay radio show, Rainbow Country, and I'm your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. So this episode, Pride 2018 wrap up, plus featuring some trailblazing, iconic Canadian music musicians, Carol Pope, Kevin Staples, Rough Trade. In the first hour, we heard the whole record, Shaking the Foundations. And in the second hour, we heard Weapons the whole record. The vinyl. Did you hear the cracks and the crackles? All that sort of good stuff? The vinyl, honey. That's how we roll. Don't forget, get social. Get interactive on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. You have some ideas for the show. Do you want to be a guest on Rainbow Country? Hit me up on socials. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes, Podomatic.com, Google Play Music, and on Spotify. Don't forget, everything is hooked up at my website, marktara.com. Finally, I want to take this time to thank you for taking your time to be with me. Remember, we live in days of making dreams come true. So believe in yourself, and the world will believe in you.
Hello, Toronto. It's party time, and I'm Julie Lee.
I'm DJ Dallas.
You're listening to CIUT
89.5 FM.